Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here. Pam is a long-time Brain Trust member, more than 12 years now she's been hanging out with us. She is the president of Unity Marketing. She is the author of, I don't know how many books, I can't see over the top of them here, including Shops That Pop and brand spanking new one, What Do Henrys Want? She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Pam. And Pam's the one who helps us folks keep up with the high-end consumer, primarily. You're focused on the folks who like the luxury stuff, right?
Well, yes. I mean, we call them the affluent, and that corresponds roughly to the top 20% of U.S. households based on income. And, affluent, though, has a lot of different meanings. And it doesn't mean people necessarily rich, but just people who are doing better than 80% of U.S. households. And today it starts a little bit over $100,000, but not all that much. So,
but did you see that group is growing?
Yeah, I mean, we really have this interesting dichotomy here today in the consumer market. It's like the middle class is, decimated. It's losing numbers, and people are sliding either, down market into the lower income ranges or up market into the more affluent.
Well, I don't know that people are sliding as much as the numbers are just changing.
Yeah,
some of it might not be. I mean, I'm not saying no one's sliding. I'm just saying it might not be so much that people are sliding. It might not be as much. I know there are some people who are hurting, but it might just be that this is the way it's going for as people come into their lives.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, people, we've got this huge millennial generation, and they're bigger, actually, slightly bigger than the baby boomers who came before them. And when people start their careers, they really don't start making a whole lot of money. But the higher educated ones in the millennial group are the ones that will likely move more upscale and into the affluent sectors. Mm-hmm. But, there's all kinds of factors like marriage. A very important way that people reach affluence is by having two income earners in a family.
Right.
It's just that, today, I mean, the economy is troubled and challenged, and there's just no question about that.
So how do we get these folks to talk about us, and how do we get them to help us? If we love them up, how do we get them to not only love us, but to tell other people about us?
Well, I wrote a little blog about word of mouth, because if you look at small businesses in particular, I mean, they're most effective, and the marketing methodology that they use most frequently is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, too many small businesses leave word of mouth up to chance. And my blog is about how you can put some strategy and some tactics into word of mouth. And it's probably, it's longer than we probably have time to
talk
about. Well,
that's the original word of mouth is the original marketing strategy, right? I mean, even if it might not have been a strategy, you might have just let it happen organically. But how many times does someone say, "Hey, tell your friends about us"?
That's right. That's right. That's why businesses have to use a strategy, and they have to activate it, and they have to think about it. And there are five key ideas that they need to understand. I mean, one is they got to find people who are their customers who are likely to talk about you, and they're the ones who are most engaged with you, the people who really love what you're doing and talk to you and engage with you. So you really need to have them as part of your own, like you call it a brain trust, as part of your core customers, and you need to reach out to them and make sure that you reach out to them in a personal
And you know, you way. As a small business, you have the luxury of really kind of learning who those people are.
That's exactly
because it's not
right.
everyone, and so you can learn who those people are. And maybe do something to help them to talk about you. I mean, you could target them in different ways.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things, I mean, besides finding the people who are likely to talk about you, you need to give them messages that they can share easily. I mean, you have to give them an idea and topics and sort of, you know, a core kind of statement about your business and what it means. And, you know, Seth Godin talked about this a lot in his book, The Purple Cow, because nobody's going to talk about a black and white cow because that's something that everybody sees. But if you see a purple cow, that's really remarkable, and it's that remarkability that is what you want to get your talkers to share. So it's fun. You know, I like
to see, this is also, if you're getting referrals, if you're asking for referrals, if you're in business-to-business sales,
right.
And you're trying to get referrals, you can't just say, would you tell your friends about me? You have to help them. You have to give them a really short, really brief, almost a tagline that they can remember. You have to train them a little bit.
Exactly. And that's the role of branding. It's really to kind of make sure that they understand what your special sauce is and deliver it. For example, I have a friend of mine who is new in real estate. And, you know, rather than just being a real estate agent that can sell anybody's house, she's identified people that are 50 and older who are looking and thinking about downscaling, you know, selling their bigger homes and really aiming for that 50, 55 plus kind of core market. So that's her brand, and that's how she's making a hook. So she's really, you know, establishing herself as the local expert on, you know, I hate to say the word seniors because you and I both don't like that, I'm sure.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about it, but I'm sure a lot of people don't like it.
I know we're both, but it's really, you know,
I'm a boomer. I'm a baby
plus.
Boomer. I'd rather think of myself as a baby boomer.
Well,
I'm riding that one till all the way out to the end.
That's right. Well, I say the boomers are the coolest people around.
No question about it.
So anyway,
and my children say we're legends in our own mind too.
Yeah, well,
Pam, I need your website, please.
The website is unitymarketingonline.com, and I invite people to come because I wrote this blog in celebration of Woodstock, which we have now is the anniversary of it. And, you know, the fact is Woodstock was a perfect example of word-of-mouth marketing at work long before we had social media or cell phones or anything else that could power it.
So they can find the blog, this blog on word-of-mouth marketing at unitymarketing.com.
Unity Marketing Online.
Online. Unity Marketing Online. Check it out, folks. If you like this article, it's pretty cool. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.